Hello and welcome to the Indoors Manure Podcast Guide to the Great Indoors. I am your host and moderately sweaty boy, Matt.
And I am Cliff in my air-conditioned home.
I'm in my air-conditioned home, but also I just got home, so it's not doing its job yet. Which is very rude. But that's been the weather report. So, hi Cliff.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. I've been playing some games, a bunch of games actually over the last week.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh my. Yeah. What have you been playing?
Well, so we all know that I hate myself because I bought a Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Mario Party with the Joy-Cons thing, the pack together. It's like $150 pack. We got it for $130 from Big W on sale. For Nintendo, that's a absolute bargain. That
bargain basement. Yeah.
So I got that. Got Minecraft as well. But played a bit of Mario Party. It's funny watching my girlfriend play it because she got all disillusioned because she lost, like, her star was stolen from her, and she landed on a bunch of like -3 coins in a row, and someone nicked some coins from her at another point too, like all in the space of like sort of 5 turns. So she's she threw the Joy-Con down on the couch, was giving up, and of course then went on to win the game.
Yeah, because yeah. Mario Party is horny for some rubber banding.
And also, it just downright cheats. Like, it fucking, like, outright cheats. Computer just cheats.
100%. Yeah, I don't know if we ever talked about it on the podcast. We might have. But back in the day, I bought Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival, which was, like, the Mario Party of Animal Crossing, which I mainly got because I was excited they were making Amiibos of the characters I liked. That game was garbage because, you know, you're accumulating bells, the currency from the games, and it was kind of back and forth throughout the game. Seriously took like an hour to play this board, and at the end one of the players just hit like a random chance thing. It's like, you got 65 million bells in a competition or something, and just instantly won the game from last place. And it was like, cool. And you had to play the boards multiple times to unlock the next one, so that game got shelved aggressively.
So it's not too bad, but yeah, like it downright cheats. So we played a mode where it's 2v2. So we played my girlfriend Jess and I versus the two computers. And we never rolled higher than a 9, I think, combined. Because you roll, then you combine them, and you can combine allies and stuff like that as well. Like, it's a whole thing. Yeah. So we never got above a 9. And I think the computer rolled 1-7, 1-9, and the rest were like 10, 12 plus. Like, they were just rolling insanely. And on the very last turn, they went second. On the very last turn, they both rolled perfectly to land on a star at the same time. Like, it's that kind of bullshit. They also get given a pipe, like a golden pipe, which takes you automatically to a star square. So, like, it flat out cheats. It's fun, but it's just like, yeah, we know you cheat game. Like, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's rubber banding, and then there's extreme rubber banding.
Yeah.
And when it's doing it in favor of the CPU, that's not great.
Yeah. I mean, the Mario Party games especially have been notorious for this stuff. Everyone knows that it's bullshit and it doesn't matter. Nothing matters until the last two turns.
At least it's not as bad as the one they had on the Wii U where you had to, like, tap an amiibo to roll the dice and stuff. That one was trash.
Apparently it peaked with Mario Party 2 and the rest have been garbage. So
never been big on the Mario Party games.
Yeah. I mean, they're okay. They're easy as hell, so I can play with my girlfriend.
Yeah. So, I mean, good. it's like, it's a party game.
Yeah.
Adoy. So it's designed to be communal. But yeah, just like, even like playing games with friends, I've never really done it. And I don't know why.
Mm. It's okay. It just takes a bit of time. The shortest game is about an hour long and it's 10 turns. And it's just, that's not a lot of time. Basically, whoever gets a star wins. So, but you know, it's okay. It'd be good if you were playing like a 2 or 3 hour game and you're drinking.
Most things are good if you're drinking.
Yeah. So there's that. I also played Red Dead Online as well because it came out. It is good, but boy, the economy is a bit frustrating.
I have been reading a bit about this. Like, the value of things is massively inflated versus the game, and your accumulation of money is massively decreased.
Yes. So, one of the high-end weapons costs, like, $950. And you earn, like, $3 from a mission.
Yeah, was it someone said it takes an hour to earn a gold bar, which is like the premium currency?
So that's the other thing. Some things can only be bought with gold bars. If you don't have enough cash, you can buy gold bars to then buy things. So that's going to be the version of the microtransactions, which is fine. But some things that are like core game things, like you when you want to buy insurance from your horse or stuff like that, you need gold bars. If you want to change your weapons so you can customize them in single player to be colored medals and engraved and that sort of stuff, all requires gold bars. And you earn like say 100 nuggets that you earn along the way gets one gold bar. So you might earn like 2 nuggets from a mission.
Oh, actually fuck that.
Yeah, that's on a good mission. Other times might be one. So there's a few things that speed you on the way. But I think when you get to level 10, you get a treasure map and that leads you to like 50 or 60 nuggets and like a couple hundred dollars. But, you know, it's not great. One mission that I had was really frustrating where we start the mission and it says 1 to 4 players, but yet it forces you into matchmaking. Well, forced me into matchmaking. So I was like, okay, whatever. Like, it's one of the, like, opening story missions. I get they want to get you into the game, whatever. Fine, I'll do it. So we go into the cutscene. The cutscene ends. We immediately failed the mission because one of the people dropped out or, like, disconnected during the cutscene. And so then you have to immediately retry. So it's got to load again. And then I think that also affects, like, if you, you know, like the outcomes of the mission. So if you want to get, like do it perfectly or whatever, that affects it because you have to
first try.
Because I went to the thing and said, oh, you had to retry this mission. It's like, well, okay, guess we're fucked from that. So that's kind of shit that if someone drops out, you auto fail. So just let
us keep
going.
Especially if it's 1 to 4, not exactly 4.
Yeah, so just let us keep going. Like, who cares? Let us choose to like stop and restart the whole mission or whatever. Anyway, so that was that thing. So we go on, you know, you got to go and shoot up a bunch of dudes, track, like, run down some guys, hog time, get them back up. And, you know, run off and do, you know, various things. Pretty standard stuff. So you're getting this massive shootout. We had to restart through the shootout because, you know, you die super easy, fair enough, because you're a noob character. So we ended up, through, like, weird circumstances, we had to restart twice and do the big gunfight twice. So I wasted a ton of ammo. And then, of course, your gun wears down like it does in single player, so you need a gun oil to clean it.
Yeah.
So gun oil still costs $1.50 like it does in single player mode, but I earned like $2.50, $3 from the mission, $1.50 on gun oil, and then to buy ammo to get back up full, I made about 40 cents out of it, and it was about half an hour's work. And I was like, this is not fucking working. So it's not great. There's ways to make money. Hunting is the best way to make money by far. So if you enjoy the hunting stuff, like, awesome, you can make money pretty quick like that. And it is fun when you play it. It's just, I did some, because guns are so expensive, I did some online stuff. So it was like a domination, like capture points kind of thing.
Okay.
And there was like 5 teams and 5 points. It seems like it should be like 3 teams maybe and 5 points. But anyway, that, you know, that whatever. Doing that, we got a bit more XP from that kind of stuff. But again, like, I didn't have a lot of health because you have to do certain things to up your health. One of them is fishing. If you do a lot of fishing, it increases your health. Like, if you run a lot, if you do a lot of running, it ups your stamina. If you get a lot of headshots, it ups your deadeye. One of the things you can get your health up with is fishing. But you can't do that until level 14 and you can buy a fishing pole and then go that way. So I haven't done that yet, and I don't have enough money to buy good guns. So I was just getting, like, shot killed. So it was about even, like, 1-to-1 kill-death ratio. But it was a bit frustrating just getting one shot. So, you know, it has some problems. It, you know, it is still early though. Hopefully they've already announced they're going to be patching it a couple of times to balance the economy, which means they knew that they were going to be overstepping it, and they waited for the outcry, and then they're going to move it gradually down to the point where people don't have an outcry anymore, and they can then put it at that thing and be like, now buy our stuff, buy gold bars from us, like Shark Card style.
I think the thing that frustrated me most about this, and I may never end up playing online, but you never play online. People sort of raising support tickets or whatever, complaining about the prices of guns and horses and that kind of stuff. The response that at least one support agent was giving was like, oh, we're trying to simulate the experience of, like, the high cost of things out in the Wild West. The problem was, the example I saw was one particular, like, repeater rifle or something. In single player, it costs $16. In multiplayer, it was like $150.
Mm-hmm.
In actual fact, the value of that weapon in the time period would have been like 87 cents.
Yeah. Same with, like, you can buy a can of beans for like $1.50, $1.60. It's like, I can buy a can of beans like right now in 2018 for like 70 cents.
Mm.
And so I'm getting paid in, one of the examples, you get paid in 1899 money and you'd get in charge 2018 prices. Because again,
you can buy
a shotgun in America for like $500 in Walmart. And yet in this game, you got to pay $500 in 1899. So that's not a thing.
So yeah, it's a dumb excuse, and they're going to have to make some massive adjustments. And
like, the whole like realism thing is dumb as well, but when one of their own people says we're trying to make it real, then immediately they just open themselves up for like, that's complete horseshit, and here's a million examples of why that's wrong.
Exactly. But
yeah, like, you have to balance gameplay and stuff like that and making it fun with the ability to actually get things. I get that's tough, but this is a bit rough. This is really rough. But, you know, it's good fun. I like running around. We got a posse.
It's terrible, but I like it.
Now, that part of it is terrible. When it gets fixed up, because it was always going to be bad to start and get fixed up, it'll be good. As long as it doesn't go the GTA Online route where everything's just super expensive and no one plays it much anymore because everything's too expensive.
Yeah, well, hopefully they've learned a lesson from that and we'll have a better rollout plan. I know they've talked about having like community events and stuff like that already, but yeah.
Yeah. I played one more thing because finally my copy of Ashes Cricket arrived today. And in a completely unrelated note, it's 1 week since I complained to them online.
Oh.
Now, I'm not saying that the two things are related, that I miraculously got this thing a week after, which is their timeframes for delivery, I might add.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not really happy about that. And I'm almost certain it was not sent when it was said it was sent.
It's just a fun coincidence that happened.
Exactly. So I'm going to play the shit out of it because I love it. I was actually playing it tonight on Xbox before we started recording. But I'm going to write a really bad review on their site about it and not use that site ever again.
Yes. Good job.
Yeah. So what have you been playing?
Well, I've still been playing Spyro, but I think I was getting some dragon exhaustion.
I was going to say, have you not finished it 14 times already?
No, I really haven't been playing games that much lately. It's kind of a frustrating thing. I've been trying to finish or catch up on TV shows a bit. I was trying to catch up on Arrow. I don't think I enjoy Arrow anymore.
It's been a while since I've enjoyed Arrow, I'm not going to lie.
By comparison, like how much fun superpowers and stuff are in Flash or time travel in Legends or superpowers in Supergirl, it's like, yeah, just seeing you like shit on and fight with your friends again for like the millionth time and form two teams purely for the basis of it creating drama, not digging it. But
are they still introducing like miraculously good Arrow people?
Not in a little while.
That's good.
I haven't seen any new ones. Yeah, so that's been taking up a lot of time. But I played a bit of Spyro. Been rewatching Archer, because why not? And so after last week's episode, where sort of talked about Darksiders 3 being released and kind of missing the mark, which was disappointing, so I gave it a miss. Reviews started coming out for Just Cause 4 this week, and apparently it's got a lot of the same issues as Just Cause 3 in terms of frame rate and weird physics glitches and all this kind of stuff. And so I was like, oh, that's pretty disappointing. That's another game I was looking forward to that I guess isn't a great game. So I bought it and I played it and I'm enjoying it so far, but it is definitely very buggy. Like, bizarre shit. The lighting jumps all over the place. I'll be walking through a section and I'll be like, oh, the like weird golden light on his hair is pretty weird, and then suddenly it'll jump to daytime, or just NPC cars losing their shit over nothing. I did see one in a review someone wrote, a kind of encapsulating their Just Cause 4 experience in a single anecdote, which was that they spent something like 10-15 minutes slowly grapple dragging a battleship cruiser from the top of a mountain back to the water where it wanted to live, because he'd been on it in the water and a missile had hit it weird and the battleship flipped like extremely fastly up into the sky and then very gracefully and slowly landed on top of a mountain. As battleships do.
I'm just saying, I've seen that happen in real life. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird, but I'm playing it anyway because I got it relatively cheap and I just like playing with the physics engine. I was just hoping that the load times would be a bit better than Just Cause 3, and so far they are. Still a bit of slowdown in explosions, but not quite as bad. We are only on patch 1.01 though, so I'm sure it'll be improved as they go along. But yeah, the hair quality is so bad. Like, worse than Just Cause 3. It looks terrible. It looks plastic. I don't like it. And it does this weird, like, attempt at motion smoothing thing. So when characters are moving and the camera's moving in a cutscene, everything just comes off super blurry and pixelated and very disconcerting. So there's a lot to fix, but in between you can blow stuff up, but not with grenades or mines, because those aren't in the game anymore for some reason. I don't understand why you would get rid of grenades. Like, you still have grenade launcher attachments for guns and stuff, but there's no just grenades or mines. There's booster rockets and grappling hooks and new, like, balloon lifty things, like from Metal Gear Solid 5.
Mm-hmm.
But no grenades. You know, in the game about explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So it's a mixed bag. I've only spent like an hour and a half with it so far, though. So I'll come back to it next week or the week after, whenever we end up doing another episode, and hopefully they've patched it again by then, to see if it's become a better experience. Because if it starts off with the same problems that Just Cause 3 started off with, not a good sign.
No, you'd think they would learn.
You would think.
Hmm.
Or at least start from where they finished last time and work forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Where it feels like, yeah. Even just before we were recording, I did have a quick 5-minute Just Cause break before we got on the recording. I grapple hooked two mines in the water together and suddenly just had a polygon shoot off into the sky because it didn't like that for some reason. So, you know, Video games. I've got to enjoy it because I don't think anything else is coming out for a little while that I want to play. So it's that, or I have to actually play Red Dead, which I don't know why I'm avoiding it.
But you shouldn't. It's awesome.
And it's just slow. It's slow to start. I got stuck in a mission because it's... I mean, from what I've heard, I'm very early in the game, so I don't think this is a spoiler. There's a mission where you have to move some moonshine and give it away.
Mm-hmm.
And so you ride into town, and when I did that, a NPC horse carriage got in my way, and then I got wedged between it and a fence, and I couldn't get the cart to go forwards to smash the fence to get through it. And I don't think you can reverse horses.
You cannot.
So I was literally stuck, and then I got out of my cart and tried to jump in the other one to move it, because the driver had just walked off. And it's like, oh no, you did a crime. Mission fail.
Yeah. That happens a few times. I had a cart get stuck as well. And just had to jump out of it and just run off as far as possible to try and get that like critical distance where it says, no, you've gone too far away.
Yeah.
And fail the mission and restart.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That was the other thing I played. Speaking of open world games, the two episodic DLCs that have come out for Spider-Man so far, which are kind of set after the main run of the story. Black Cat's the primary focus of the first one. Hammerhead's the focus of the second one. Don't know who's going to be the boss of the third one. But yeah, it's kind of fun. You get some little anecdotes from Miles Morales and stuff like that.
Oh, so he gets a bit of time in him, does he?
A little bit. And more J. Jonah Jameson podcasts to listen to, which is always good. And no more chasing pigeons. Oh, no, wait, you do that one time.
I had no problem with the pigeons.
I just found it annoying. Because you're forced to always be too far away from them for X period of time before you can actually catch them.
Yeah.
Even if you manage to swing right past them at the very start, it's like, no, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I've been playing. Shall we move on to news?
Yep, all right, now let's... We've got an ongoing quest that's never complete to quickfire this, because we've got quite a bit, so let's actually quickfire it.
At this stage, we're about 20 minutes into recording, so let's really, really smash this. Mm-hmm. If we go past 45 minutes, show's cancelled.
Yeah.
So.
Don't say that, because we will go past 45 minutes.
Yeah. But when have we ever stuck to our promises?
Let's go. Cliff? Bam.
Okay. First things first, Red Dead Online. We already talked about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. Look at this, we're already ahead of schedule. Something about Bethesda making bags right. for Fallout 76.
Cool. So you can buy a collector's edition, for people that don't know, which includes Matt. The Power Armor Collection Edition, and in the picture...
Oh, with the dumb helmet, yeah.
Yeah, in the picture in the advertising, it said like a canvas bag. So that's cool. So it actually said canvas on the thing. When people got them, it was like that really shitty, like thin nylon stuff.
Ugh.
And people were upset.
Fair.
Very understandable, because they were promised a canvas bag in writing.
And also, that was an expensive special edition from memory.
It was, yes. And so people didn't get them, and people were like, what the fuck, what is going on? They then said, we're sorry, here's like X hundred in-game monies
for you all. Yeah.
The great joke about that is you can actually buy a canvas game in bag, and you couldn't actually afford it with the amount of money they gave you, which is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
And then now they've gone, we're sorry, we're actually sending you canvas bags. Create us a trouble ticket here, and we'll like get sorted out from there. So they're doing that. So that's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't know how they didn't like get that one right in the first place. They're like, yeah, we'll give them a canvas bag, and then no one went, yeah, this canvas bag I can see here that I'm holding in my hands right now that is totally not nylon. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, that's pretty dodge. Yeah. Hilarious that they're having to reprint bags to make people happy, though, because that's 2018.
Well, I mean, like, if you pay for something and you don't get it, like something's clearly advertised, like, I mean, doesn't matter what it is. Like, you've got the right to be angry about that.
Fucked up putting the word canvas in the actual description.
Well, yeah. So that was, you know, that's one of the understandable things with the outcry about that game. The rest of it is like, you know, depends on your point of view and how pissy you get about things. But that's an actual outrage about the game. All right, done.
Yeah, cool. Next one. I'm jumping over these a little bit to keep us varietal. There was a trailer released like yesterday for Captain Marvel. And like a full trailer.
And it looks good. Lots of mohawk. I'm down.
Oh, the shot where her helmet comes down and her hair goes from mohawk down to like Brie Larson hair. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of little hints about what's going to be going on. I found it hilarious that they had to do a longer version of the granny punching scene at the start so that people wouldn't be worried about the granny punching anymore.
I mean, I don't know why people thought that was weird. Like, it's clearly a Skrull. Like, clearly. Like, why did people even get funny about it? But, on a side note, I'm still not getting that, like, that Ripley or that G.I. Jane feel from Brie Larson yet. Like, I don't feel like she's a battle-hardened, like, you know, hardcore, like, warrior.
Her line deliveries felt a bit wooden.
Yeah, like, I'm not feeling feeling it just yet. So hopefully when you see the movie, it comes across a bit more. But just yet, I'm not getting that, like, I'm putting, like, Ripley and Sarah Connor up there. And G.I. Jane. There's, like, badass, like, you know, warrior chicks. I'm just not getting quite that feeling yet.
I'm hoping that the stiff delivery is kind of a character choice, with her being kind of the good Kree soldier, and maybe she'll relax over time.
Yeah.
It could just be that she's kind of awkward.
Yeah. I mean, just like Jennifer Lawrence, I like her, but she's not good at like doing inspirational speeches, so she should never have one in a movie ever.
No.
Yeah. But you know, cool, whatever. I'm down for the mohawk.
Yeah, the powers look really cool. The way she flies looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing her go binary with the hair basically going Super Saiyan, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's like March next year, so...
Not far.
It's almost here. And also there's that cute after trailer shot of Nick Fury playing with her cat, who's not a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I did see a fun meme going around, which was like, you know, people who haven't read the comics, oh, look, it's a cute kitty. People who have read the comics.
I mean, like, I haven't read the comics, but I looked at that cat. I'm like, that cat is 100% not a cat.
Oh, yeah. So if you don't want a potential spoiler, in the comics, recent run of comics, Cap Marvel has a cat named Chewie, who's been renamed Goose in this for some reason, even though Disney owns Star Wars. They're changing it to a Top Gun reference, whatever. So she has this cat, and the first time that Rocket Raccoon meets it, because she takes her cat with her when she goes into space for a while, he's like, tries to shoot it. He's like, what is that? Why do you have that here? And he's like, it's my cat. It's like, don't shoot my cat. He's like, that's not a cat. That's a Flurkin. And she's like, no, it's my cat. It's from Earth. It's my cat. And kind of leaves it for a while. And then it turns out to be a Flurkin, which is an extra dimensional being that has a pocket dimension inside it. And her cat lays like 300 eggs, which all hatch into Flurkins, who were previously extinct in the universe because there was some sort of horrible horde creature that ate everything.
Gotcha. They're marble tribbles. gotcha.
Yeah. Also, at one point, it defends Captain Marvel by shooting a bunch of tentacles out of its mouth. And it eats a bad guy.
Sweet. So it's a triple crossed with the alien creature from Species. Gotcha.
Yes. So that could be fun if they go down that path. Mm-hmm.
All right. Quickfire done.
Yeah. Next. There's a cute Easter egg in Just Cause 4 that I've heard about, which is that it has its own version of the game Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy.
Complete with funny commentary.
Yes. Poking fun. Where you're in the cauldron and you have to bounce around. It goes side view and everything. It's a nice touch. I look forward to finding it.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel announced the next film project, which is Shang-Chi, who is a martial arts master who's actually Asian. He's basically Bruce Lee in a different kind of jumpsuit. Cool. It's cool because it's focusing on diverse representation, same way Black Panther gave us more African-American coverage. Shang-Chi will give us Asian-American coverage and kind of break the feeling that a lot of people got from Iron Fist, being the whitest of white men, knowing all of the Asian secrets. They haven't really said much about it beyond that, as far as I know, just that it's on the schedule now, which is cool. It means that they're moving on to other characters as we go into the next phase.
And they're really pushing the whole, like, let's just see how far we can go with characters people don't really know. So this will be an interesting one, to see how they go with a character that's, like, really lesser known. If the Guardians were an obscure one, this one's, like, a step further, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of playing into this thing where they've been trying different genres for the superhero films. This is going to be, like, a very down-to-earth, martial artsy film, I imagine. Maybe a bit of mysticism, because that's always been a Shang-Chi thing. But he doesn't have superpowers, he's just, like, the peak martial artist. Yeah, that could be fun. I look forward to hearing more about it. Next. Epic did a thing.
Oh yeah, so Epic has launched or going to launch their like a rival online store system to like Steam.
Mm-hmm.
So the big thing about this is that where Steam charges has a 70-30 split for commission, so 30% go to Steam for everything, which they've now changed because if you earn over X millions of dollars, it goes down to 25 or down to 20. And indie people are all pissed off about that. Epic Games has come out and said, fuck it, we're doing it, and we're going to do an 88-12 split. So basically, all the indie games ever are just going to be on the Epic launcher. There's also a thing if you use the Unreal Engine 4 or something like that, you also like don't have to pay certain fees or whatever for using it.
That's a cool way of
doing
it.
So like, they're really trying to get people on. So tons of indies, I bet, are going to switch over. So it's kind of cool. What it does mean, though, is that there's going to be probably be a bunch of big games that will go there too. And there's going to be further like splits and stuff like that. So like some friends might have it on one, some on the other. And of course you won't be able to cross over with friends and stuff like that. The way that Steam, just like everyone game on Steam, you can basically just link into your friends list and it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
That could mean problems for that. So, but we'll see. We're getting to that point where now everyone's got their own store. So can we please just stop making endless numbers of stores?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Because then I have to remember where things are. It's bad enough having Origin and Steam and for those rare Origin
games. And I've got Uplay and God Galaxy. So I've got a bunch already. And then Blizzard, of course, got their own. It's a whole thing. We're getting too many of them now. It's like with streaming services, there's too many. It's saturated.
Yeah.
People don't want to pay like $100 a month with like each of them for like being 10 or 15 bucks a month. You might as well just get Foxtel for that, which is the whole point of having Netflix. You don't need Foxtel. Anyway,
yeah,
it's a thing. So we'll see.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Moving on. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next. Speaking of thank you next, that's a song that Ariana Grande put out, and it has a music video that is a reference to all of those good like 90s, 2000s teen comedies. It does Mean Girls, Bring It On, Suddenly 30, and a couple of others. And it's very cool because they have lots of cameos from people who are in those films, like Jennifer Coolidge. And who doesn't love Jennifer Coolidge? Do you know who Jennifer Coolidge is?
No.
She is... You've seen Legally Blonde, surely?
No. It has a chihuahua on the poster. No.
Oh, calm down. She typically plays the big, dumb woman who thinks she's hotter than she is. She was on Two Broke Girls as like the rich Eastern European lady.
Sure.
And she did the bend and snap thing in Legally Blonde. You're useless to me in this conversation. She's cool, and they make her wear the same horrible denim outfit she was wearing in the film Legally Blonde in, like, 2000 or something. So it's a fun reference. You're going to Google it now, aren't you?
Her. Ah, Stifler's mum. Gotcha.
There you go. Yeah, so she recreates the scene that she was in very effectively. Like, they do a really good job of matching the look of all these movies. Especially having Ariana Grande with her hair down to play Jennifer... whoever was in Suddenly 30?
Garner.
Garner, thank you. She looks very Garner-esque. I'm quite impressed. That is the end of that statement. Moving on, there was a trailer, actually two trailers out for The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina in the past week. First of all, they confirmed a second season. Yes! And had a trailer for it, which is coming in February, I think? Or April, maybe? Early next year. The thing I like the most about it is they're leaning more into just the casual magic, which I felt was a thing that was a little bit missing compared to, you know, classic Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She actually does the thing that they did in the intro sequence to Sabrina, you know, where she was spinning around in front of the mirror changing her outfit.
Yep.
So she actually does that in front of her mirror to get ready for school. I was like, that's a nice nod. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also doing a Christmas special, which we've talked about before. So they put a trailer out for that today. And yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good, dark Christmas story. Which reminds me, there's also a movie coming out this week, or it might have come out in the last couple of days, called Anna and the Apocalypse, which is a zombie Christmas high school musical. It has been directed, or written, by... this is the age we live in. When Vine was a thing... there was a Vine that was someone holding up a spoonful of cereal to their TV where Ryan Gosling was offering it to him at points where he turns away.
Cereal? Yeah, I've seen
it. Yeah, Ryan Gosling hates cereal. The guy who made that Vine is behind this movie.
Cool.
I love it. But yeah, it's a musical set in a zombie apocalypse at Christmas. So I'm looking forward to it. Because it looks really goofy and also has some gruesome deaths, which you got to have in a zombie movie.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along, we're running out of things. We're doing really well. Daredevil got cancelled.
But not really. We spoke about that last week, didn't we?
Did we? I don't remember.
It got cancelled, but we all know that it's not really cancelled.
It's cancelled. There's no Marvel shows except for Jessica Jones left, and give it a couple of weeks, they might cancel that one as well.
They will, because they've already got the season in the can, so they'll wait until it's done. Yeah, but I mean, it's all going to go to the Disney streaming service.
Yeah, I just need to see Hellcat. That's all I need. Give me Hellcat. Yeah, so that sucks. The PlayStation Classic sucks because a bunch of the games are PAL, and it's even worse than they thought because the frame rate thing is terrible because it's trying to render 50 hertz through a 60 hertz system for the PAL games, and makes some of them near unplayable. Messes with the sound in Final Fantasy VII. It's a mess. Also, someone figured out that you could plug like a USB keyboard into it to access the emulation menu to mess around with it. So we'll see what kind of homebrew options that opens up in the not too distant future.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Just have people trade out the PAL versions for NTSC so that everyone can actually comfortably play it. And then put, you know, good games on it is the other option.
Just all the games.
Yeah, literally all of the games. Mm-hmm. So, I've only got one thing left, unless you've got anything to bring up.
Don't think so.
Okay. Well, this one is dumb, and I hate it. Tumblr, popular porn and social justice site, Tumblr.com, was bought out a few years ago by Yahoo, who were bought out by Verizon, or Verizon, however you say it.
Verizon.
Verizon, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they announced that they are eliminating all adult content from the service as of the 17th of this month. The specific details that they put in their staff post, which has some hilarious comments from users, was that any photos, videos, or GIFs that show real-life human genitals or female-presenting nipples... and any content that depicts sex acts, so including illustrations. So anything that depicts sex, gone. Anything that depicts nudity, gone. Women nipples, gone. Except if it's breastfeeding related. So that's woke, I guess. And gender confirmation pics. Weird. So this seems to be a follow-on from a couple of weeks ago where the Tumblr app was removed from the Apple App Store because someone found out that child pornography posts were accessible through it, which is not the fault of the app. That's the fault of whoever uploaded that to the blog. It's an open blog thing. People are going to put gross shit up there. And that contravenes the rule. Fair enough. Child pornography, bad. I think we can all agree on that. But yeah, they're just kind of going overboard and removing everything, except for male-presenting nipples. They're safe. Phew.
I mean, it's literally the same as basically any other, like, blog slash, like, image site. So the same guidelines, and no nudity, no sex.
That is the problem. Because Tumblr, for 11 years, has been a safe haven when sites like DeviantArt crack down on nudity and sexual content, and, you know, LiveJournal got bought out by the Russians, and Twitter occasionally loses its shit at people. This was a spot where people who, you know, had kinks or wanted to post their nudes or whatever other bullshit could do it, and it was good. But now, this is going to eliminate all adult content. It's also going to have a lot of impact on queer content, and all of the users of Tumblr are people who are there for porn or queer shit. So
December 18, Tumblr is dead.
Tumblr is going to die.
Good, because that site actually sucks.
You know what? 1 a.m. me who can't get to sleep would disagree. At that point, it's a pretty great website.
The way they format their comments is a direct cause of eye cancer.
Oh.
Direct cause of eye cancer. That site sucks hard.
You shouldn't be carrying on a conversation in comments in Tumblr. It's purely for reblogging. That's how it works.
Yeah, but people do, and it's horrible.
The funniest part for me is they have, like, an auto-filter thing that's meant to be starting to kind of eliminate the adult content, and it does not know what it's doing.
I mean, is any of us surprised that a computer, like, algorithm meant to, like, ban specific things but leave other things alone is working? Of course it's not.
It's not even, like, broken in a logical sense.
No, it's just...
It's not that it's just pulling anything that's flesh tone or whatever. It's been doing things like... I saw one where it eliminated a landscape portrait, one where it did a classical painting.
An abstract blur, like wallpaper.
An illustration of a woman in plate mail.
Garfield got done.
Yep.
So it's pretty funny.
The funniest one for me was that a post that was not even image-based... Someone reblogged the post from the staff Tumblr talking about the new guidelines being introduced, and that got flagged as explicit. The post that they posted, which in it mentions that text-based erotica would still be okay. So, sure. Nothing is more emblematic of how broken Tumblr is from the ground up as flagging their own post about explicit content as explicit content.
I mean, it's not the end of the world. It just, like, happens everywhere on the internet all the time. One site goes down, and, like, others will pop up to replace it.
I'm sure something will pop up, but, like, all these sites, like DeviantArt, YGallery, which was kind of a gay male-focused gallery site like DeviantArt, which was created because DeviantArt started being really homophobic at one point, I think. This is going way back into my teens. I don't remember. It's getting shut down. I did find it funny. A friend of mine got sent a direct message on Tumblr, I guess because he posted something about how shitty the changes were. It was like an advertising. He's like, oh, come to our new site, blah, blah, where you can, like, find a new home after Tumblr. Please, no porn. I was like, well, why do you think I want to leave? Because... all that's going to be left, because they've cut down on all this adult content, white nationalists, still fine. Like, it can detect something that looks nothing like a nipple, but it can't block a swastika.
I mean, are you surprised where America allows hyperviolence, but you can't show a nipple?
Yeah. It's disappointing. I don't use Tumblr as much as I used to, but it's still fun to browse occasionally.
Like I said, that sucks. I've hated it since, like, it started. I'm like, nah, I'm out. So...
It had a an important part of my life for a while. All those like dank memes that I enjoyed, but it's gone. I'm looking forward to checking in on the 17th to see what happens to my timeline. I reckon it's just going to stop. And I look forward to seeing how that works out, because already after that announcement, the share price dropped
like
a stone.
It's going to die. Like, it will be gone.
Yeah. They've killed the medium.
Yeah.
So, like all good things, like Vine, we have killed a beautiful beast. Thanks, America. And that's what Matt's angry about this week. So, hooray. That's all I've got.
Yeah, that's all I got. I got nothing else.
How did we do for time? We're at 41 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get this episode in the can before we hit 45, because otherwise we have to cancel the show.
Exactly.
Because I made a promise, and we always keep our promises, because this is your weekly dose of news.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for joining us at The Endorsement, your weekly dose of news about video games, things we're angry about, and porn, I guess. Thanks for being here.
Everyone loves porn.
Hmm.
If you like our opening and closing music, which doesn't have porn in it, so it's safe on Tumblr, although it, probably not, because it's got the word fuck in it, so it'd get banned anyway. But yep. So it's Fuck Sidechain Compression on Game Boy by Rocky W, and you can find that on Bandcamp and other various places that musicians upload their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Probably SoundCloud. Something, something joke about SoundCloud. You can find us at endorsementpodcast.com, The Endorsement on Facebook, at EndorsementPod on Twitter and Instagram, or find us in the street and yell at us. But you won't find us on Tumblr.
I mean, you could never find us on Tumblr.
This is true.
Mm.
If you could find us on Tumblr, that's weird and confusing, and please show it to me before it's flagged as explicit.
I mean, are we really sad that, like, Rule 34 Central is going to be gone?
Yes.
My Little Pony and Dragons?
Yes. It's an outlet of creativity for some truly broken people.
Hey, I'm sure they put a lot of effort into it, and the quality of the artwork is good, but I'm not going to say it's, like, if I had to compare it to, like, you know, the classical masters, there's a discrepancy there somewhere.
Cliff, we're almost at 43 minutes.
Where you can find us is on Twitter, myself at Cliff and Monkey, and Matt at Ponk. Or if you want to email us, you can get to us via contact@endorsementpodcast.com.
Yes, please also subscribe, review, and rate the show on iTunes, podcast, apps, Stitcher, Podbean, whatever. Just say how good we are. Thank you.
But for now, he has been Matt.
And he's been Cliff. And by endorsement tradition, we will send you off by saying nothing, because by the time I put in the theme music, we'll probably be over time. Bye!